USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Russian forces have renewed their assault on the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol after city officials rejected an ultimatum to surrender it. Russian defense officials said they would destroy those who resist after the deadline, but Ukraine's prime minister says the city has not fallen. Denis Shamil tells ABC's This Week that there is still a huge humanitarian crisis in the city.
There is still our military forces, our soldiers, so they will fight till the end. And as for now, they still are in Mariupol.
And a California teenager who disappeared 3 years ago and had been feared dead has been found in Utah. Connor Jack Oswald disappeared from his Clear Lake, California home in 2019 and was found Saturday in Summit County, Utah. Sheriff's deputies found the 19-year-old sleeping in a convenience store, saying he appeared to have been living on the streets in the area for about 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I was used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. It's just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's a pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Pope Francis called for peace in Ukraine as part of his annual Easter blessing. Following the celebration of the first Easter Mass in St. Peter's Square since 2019, the Pope called for an end to the fighting in Ukraine, saying the world should not get used to a state of war.
May there be an end to the flexing of muscle while people are suffering. Please, let us not get used to war. Let us all commit ourselves to imploring peace from our balconies and in our streets, peace. May the leaders of nations hear the people's plea for peace.
And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is investigating reports of multiple illnesses possibly linked to Lucky Charms. The agency says it's received more than 100 complaints from consumers complaining of diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting after eating the cereal. The cereal's maker, General Mills, says they haven't found any link between the illness and Lucky Charms in their own investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The mayor of the Ukrainian capital says that he's making changes to some of the landmarks in his city. Kenneth Burns has the details from the USA Radio News New York Bureau.
Kyiv Mayor Vital Klitschko says landmarks in the Ukrainian capital associated with Russia are going to be renamed. He wrote in a statement over Telegram that he submitted a draft decision to rename the former square of friendship between Kyiv and Moscow the Heroes of Mariupol Square. Klitschko added that subway stations, streets, avenues, and other parts of Kyiv still had names associated with Russia and that officials were thinking of new names for them. He said they would work on them until May 9th, after which a decision would be made at a city council meeting. The announcement comes after nearly 2 months of conflict between Russia and Ukraine.
And COVID cases have been on the rise in the U.S. due to a new variant of the virus. Driven by the BA2 subvariant of Omicron, which is estimated to be about 30% more transmissible, new cases are on the rise in 32 states, with the Northeast hit the hardest. Daily new cases nationwide are averaging over 40,000 for the first time since early March. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Shah says the rise in cases is a reminder that the pandemic is not yet over. He tells ABC's This Week that while the U.S. is in a much better position to fight against new variants, there's still work to be done.
It is still a real challenge for our country, right? I mean, if you look at this, we still have lots of people getting infected. 400 Americans are still, 400 or 500 Americans are still dying every day of this virus. And we have seen pretty substantial evolution of this virus over time.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.